Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 7th of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you accumulate an income on the pilgrimage of remembrance. From being in debt, you go into credit and become the masters of the world. Question. What is the meaning of "the company of the truth takes your boat across and the company of falsehood sinks your boat"? Answer. When you children receive the company of the truth, that is, the Father's company, your stage ascends. The company of Ravan is bad company. When you take the company of Ravan, you fall, that is, he sinks your boat, whereas the Father takes you across. It is the wonder of the Father that, by giving you his company, you experience liberation and liberation in life in a second. This is why he is also called the magician. Om Shanti. You children were sitting in remembrance. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father says, do not use the word yoga. Remember the Father. He is the Father of souls, the Supreme Father and the Purifier. You only have to remember that Purifier. The Father says, renounce all your bodily relations and remember the One Father. It is said that when you die, the world is dead for you. Do not remember your bodily relations, etc., or the bodies you see. Only remember the One Father, and your sins will be burnt away. You have been sinful souls for many births. This is a world of sinful souls. The Golden Age is a world of charitable souls. How can you now cut away all your sins and accumulate charity? Only by having remembrance of the Father will that be accumulated. The mind and the intellect are in the soul. Therefore, you souls have to remember Baba with your intellects. The Father says, forget everyone else, all your friends and relatives. They all cause each other sorrow. The first sin they commit is that they use the sword of lust. What is the second sin they commit? The Father who grants everyone salvation, the one who gives you children unlimited happiness, that is, the one who makes you into the masters of heaven, they call him omnipresent. This is a school, and you have come here in order to study. Lakshmi and Narayan are your aim and objective. No one else can say this. You know that you now have to become pure and become the masters of the pure world. It was exactly 5,000 years ago when we became the masters of the world. The deities were the masters of the world. It is such a high status. Surely it was the Father who made you become like that. The Father is called the Supreme Soul. His original name is Shiva. Later, they give him many names. For example, there is a temple in Bombay to the Lord of Thorns, Babulnath Temple. That is, he is the one who changes the forest of thorns into the garden of flowers. In fact, he only has one real name, Shiva. Even when he enters this one, his name is still Shiva, You must not remember this Brahma. He is a bodily being. You have to remember the bodiless one. You souls have become impure. You have to be purified. It is said, great soul and sinful soul. Great supreme soul is never said. No one else can call himself the supreme soul or Ishwar, God. It is said that a great soul is a pure soul. Sannyasis renounce everything. This is why they are called pure souls. The Father has explained that they too take rebirth. Bodily beings definitely have to take rebirth. They take birth through vice, and then, when they grow older, they take up renunciation. Deities do not do that. They are ever pure. The Father is now changing you from devils into deities. It is by imbibing divine virtues that you will become those who belong to the deity community. The deity community lives in the golden age, whereas the devilish community lives in the iron age. It is now the confluence age. You have now found the Father. He says, you definitely now have to belong to the deity community once again. You have come here in order to belong to the deity community. Those of the deity community have limitless happiness. This world is called violent. Deities are non-violent. The Father says, sweetest spiritual children, remember the Father. All of your gurus are also bodily beings. You souls now have to remember the Father, the Supreme Soul. You will receive happiness when you become charitable souls. You become sinful souls while taking 84 births. You are now accumulating charity. You finish committing sins with the power of yoga. It is by going on this pilgrimage of remembrance that you become the masters of the world. You certainly were the masters of the world. Where did you go then? The Father tells you this as well. You took 84 births and became part of the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty. It is said that God gives the fruit of your devotion. No bodily being can be called God. He is incorporeal Shiva. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, and so he must surely have come. However, he says, I do not take birth in the way that you do. I have to take a body on loan. I do not have a body of my own. If I did, it would have a name. The name Brahma belongs to this one. It was when this one took up renunciation that he was given the name Brahma. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Otherwise, where did Brahma come from? Brahma is the son of Shiva. Shiv Baba enters his son Brahma and gives you this knowledge. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are his children. All the children of the incorporeal father are also incorporeal. Souls come down and adopt bodies to play their parts. The Father says, I come in order to purify the impure. I take this body on loan. It is God Shiva who speaks. Sri Krishna cannot be called God. There is only the one God. the praise of Sri Krishna is totally separate. The first number deities are Radhe and Krishna, and after their marriage, they then become Lakshmi and Narayan. However, no one knows this. No one knows about Radhe and Krishna or where they go. Radhe and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan after their marriage. Each is a child of a separate emperor. There is no trace of impurity there because Ravan, in the form of vice, does not exist there. It is the kingdom of Rama, God. Now the Father says to you, souls, remember me and your sins will be cut away. You were Satopradhan and you have now become Tamopradhan. You have gone into loss and so you now have to accumulate. God is also called the businessman. Very few are able to do business with him. He is also called the magician. The wonder that he performs is that he grants salvation to the whole world. He grants everyone liberation and liberation in life. This is an act of magic. Human beings cannot grant salvation to human beings. You have been doing devotion for 63 births. Did anyone receive salvation by doing devotion? Was there anyone who could grant salvation? It was not possible. Not a single one was able to return home. Only the unlimited Father comes and takes everyone back home. There are many kings in the Iron Age. Very few of you ruled there. All the rest of the souls go into liberation, whereas you go into liberation in life via the land of liberation. The cycle continues to turn. You souls have now been shown the cycle of the world, the Creator, and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. It is you who become Narayan from ordinary human beings through this knowledge. Once the kingdom of deities has been established, there will be no need for this knowledge. God gives you devotees the fruit of your devotion, which is happiness for half a cycle. Then sorrow begins in the kingdom of Ravan. You gradually continue to come down the ladder. When you are in the golden age, you have to come down the ladder with each day that passes. You become 16 celestial degrees full, and then continue to come down the ladder. As each second ticks away, you continue to come down. Time continues to pass, and this is where you have reached. There too, time will continue to pass in the same way. We climb up the ladder instantly. Then we climb down the ladder as slowly as a louse. The Father says, I am the one who grants salvation to everyone. Human beings cannot grant salvation to human beings because they are born through vice and are therefore impure. In fact, only Sri Krishna can be called a true Mahatma, great soul. Those Mahatmas here take birth through vice and then take up renunciation, whereas there they are deities, and deities are always pure. They don't have any vices in them. That world is called a viceless world, whereas this world is called a vicious world, where there is no purity. their behavior is very bad. The behavior of the deities is very good. Everyone says namaste to them. Their characters are very good, which is why impure human beings bow their heads in front of the pure deity idols. There is now so much fighting and quarreling right now. There is a great deal of chaos. There is not even enough space for people to live in now. They want to reduce the population, but that task belongs to the Father alone. There are very few human beings in the Golden Age. All the bodies will be burnt, and all the souls will return to their sweet home. Everyone definitely experiences punishment number-wise. Those who make full effort and become beads of the Rosary of Victory are liberated from punishment. The Rosary is not only of one. The one who made them like that is represented by the flower, tassel. Then there is the dual bead, which represents the household path. The rosary is of couples. There is no rosary of singles. There is no rosary of sannyasis. They belong to the path of isolation. They cannot give this knowledge to those on the household path. Their renunciation for becoming pure is limited. They are Hatha Yogis, whereas this is Raja Yoga. The Father is teaching you Raja Yoga to enable you to claim a kingdom. The Father comes every 5,000 years. You rule in happiness for half a cycle, and you then gradually become unhappy in the kingdom of Ravan. This is called a play of happiness and sorrow. You Pandavs are made victorious. You are now guides. You lead others on the pilgrimage of returning home. Human beings have been going on those pilgrimages for birth after birth. Your pilgrimage is now that of returning home. The Father comes and shows everyone the path to liberation and liberation in life. You will go into liberation in life, and all the rest will go into liberation. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. It is now the end of the Iron Age. Many calamities are to come. At that time, you will not be able to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, because there will be a great deal of chaos. Therefore, the Father says, continue to increase your pilgrimage of remembrance now, so that your sins can be burnt away and you can accumulate for yourself. At least become Satopradhan. The Father says, I come at the auspicious confluence age of every cycle. This is the very small age of Brahmins. The top knot is the symbol of you Brahmins. You become Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants, and then Shudras. This cycle continues to turn. The clan of you Brahmins is very small. The Father comes during this short age to teach you. You are his children and his students as well as his followers. You all belong to the One. There is no human being who could be the Father or the teacher to give you these teachings, to give you this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world, or the one who takes you back with him. There cannot be such a human being. You now understand these aspects. Initially, in the Golden Age, the tree is very small. Everyone else will have gone to the land of peace. The Father is called the bestower of salvation for all. They call out to the Father, O purifier Baba, come. On the other hand, they say that God is in the pebbles and stones and in the cats and dogs. They insult the unlimited Father. They defame the Father, the one who makes them into the masters of the world. This is called being influenced by the bad company of Ravan. The company of the truth takes your boat across, and the company of falsehood makes your boat sink. You begin to fall when the kingdom of Ravan begins. The Father comes and makes your stage ascend. The Father comes and changes you from human beings into deities. Therefore, there is benefit for everyone in this. Almost everyone is now here, and all of those who still remain up there will continue to come down. Until all the souls who are still in the incorporeal world have come down, you will continue to pass your examination number-wise. This is called a spiritual college. The spiritual father comes to teach you spiritual children. Then, when the kingdom of Ravan comes, you change your bodies and become impure kings and begin to bow your heads in front of the pure deity idols. It is souls that become pure and impure. When souls are impure, they receive impure bodies. When alloy is mixed into pure gold, the ornament made from that is also alloy. Now, how can that alloy be removed from souls? The fire of yoga is needed, through which your sins can be absolved. These alloys of silver, copper, and iron have been mixed into souls. Souls were real gold. They have now become artificial. How can that alloy be removed? This is the fire of yoga. You are sitting on the pyre of yoga. Previously, you were sitting on the pyre of lust. The Father seats you on the pyre of this knowledge. No one other than the Father, the ocean of knowledge, can seat you on the pyre of this knowledge. Human beings continue to perform a great deal of worship on the path of devotion, but they don't know any of those they worship. You have now come to know them. When you all become deities, every aspect of worshipping ends. The path of devotion begins when the kingdom of Ravan begins. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to be freed from punishment, make effort to become a bead of the Rosary of Victory. Become a spiritual guide and lead everyone on the pilgrimage to the land of peace. 2. Become free from all sin by gradually increasing your pilgrimage of remembrance. Make your soul real gold with the fire of yoga and become Sato Pradhan. Blessing, may you be an intense effort maker and remain constantly ever ready by considering every moment to be your final moment. There is no guarantee about your final moment, and so you must consider every moment to be your final moment and remain ever ready. To be ever ready means to be an intense effort maker. Do not think that destruction will still take some time and that you will be ready by then. No, every moment can be the final moment, and so when you remain constantly free from attachment, free from sinful and wasteful thoughts, you will then be said to be ever ready. No matter what task still remains, let your stage remain constantly beyond, and whatever happens will then be good. Slogan: to take the law into your own hands is to have a trace of anger. Om Shanti.